The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Yes, welcome back to West Oval, and it's GFL football on a Saturday afternoon, K-Rock football style, 21-14, 140 St Joey's, Geelong West 6-4-40, just waiting for Greg Mallor to join Rock Dog down on the boundary. We might just get a couple of things out of the way to start with. The head-to-head thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au this afternoon. It was James Gow and Baxter Mensch.
Yeah.
Kirsch?
Well, I thought James Gow set them up, to be quite honest, and you've got to look at early on in the game and how the game's played, and James Gow's first quarter. We'll see the stats obviously come out during the week, but it wouldn't surprise me if he had close to a dozen in that first quarter, and a lot of it would have been contested, and hence that's why they were 8-1 at quarter time, or 8-2 at quarter time, and he went a long way to setting that game up. And then I thought his second quarter was really impressive too. Then Baxter Mensch started to get a lot of the ball. They were at each other at a lot of stoppages, and just around the ground they basically went after their own footy and intertwined with a couple other midfielders. But Baxter Mensch sort of got into the game, and in the second quarter he got a lot of possessions, and I thought he drifted out of the game a little bit in the second half as well. Probably we'll look at the stats and he got a bit of the ball, but we just probably didn't maybe acknowledge him getting the pill as much as what he probably did. But head-to-head, I think James Gow wins that contest just on pure setting them up early and finishing the game off, and just their centre work clearance rate was fantastic. And so, James Gow wins the head-to-head.
James Gow from St Joey's, the head-to-head. The Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. The standout today, Kirsch?
Well, obviously Sam Cloese would have been my standout because I thought he was just terrific all day. But after that, I mean, there were so many contributors for a side that wins by 100 points, and you look through each line and it's very strong, and Luke Webb was terrific down back, but you know, were they very competitive down back and that sort of thing? But for me, Brant Haynes today was absolutely fantastic, and I'd love to see his stats. But not only that, but he gets them on the spread, he gets them on the inside, he gets them on the outside, he gets, you know, ball inside 50, he gets ball outside 50. He was just terrific all day today, I thought, and it was his conditions.
You'll get the throw rug out during the week and sit down with the stats, won't you?
I'll have a look at them for sure.
And love those. Tuesday morning, you and Rock Dog, you just get on the on our little
K-Rock group
app, and then you're off and racing.
Yeah.
You love it, you two.
I mean, let's be honest, we all know stats can, you can take them one way or another, and
he had plenty today.
The first thing I always look at is the Newtown inside 50s.
Yeah, we know Mick Martin doesn't agree with those. And, you know what? Rightly so too, because if we've often questioned them ourselves. So they're not overly accurate, but I think that's good for GFL footy that we've got something to look at and some sort of indication without having to review the whole game.
Around the grounds, thanks to Leopold's Boys, your complete family venue. Colac Tigers 45, Leeds St Albans 8, Grovedale 32, Bell Park 46, Samaries 50, Lara 21, and I don't have a score North Shore, Newtown as yet, or South Barwon and also Leopold. So I'm sure that Kingy and the boys will keep you up to date with that.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.